Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name's Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are
the judgies.
Christian's birthday episode.
Birthday boy!
The little baby birthday boy.
All right, everybody, you can come out. It's all my friends are here for my surprise party, right?
Technically,
the
yes.
The gang's all here.
Technically, yes. All of your friends are here.
They're all hiding, though, right? All my other friends? Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
They can come out. They're not going to stay hidden for the next hour and a half, right?
Listen, you're almost 30.
Hello? Oh, they all had to cancel right now.
Oof.
Yeah. So.
You know, COVID can't last till your 30th birthday, right? So, like.
Look, no. Look, I've got a hot. I'm heated, all right?
A hurt Turk this early
I don't know
in
if it's
the.
A hurt Turk, but I'm heated at Christian.
Ooh.
This motherfucker skates around. This is his first COVID birthday. Motherfucker got COVID, got vaccinated,
and I'm
before
ready to,
his first COVID
and
birthday.
And I'm ready to fucking go again.
It's some fucking horseshit. I'm over here like preparing for my second COVID birthday. And you're like, oh no, first COVID birthday. It's only 11 months into the fucking pandemic.
I'm actually planning on going to the bars after this and just having everybody in the bar cough in my mouth.
Yeah. And then you sneeze back at them. As one does on your... You get 28 coughs on your birthday. Yes. Yeah.
You shouldn't do that, even when it's not a pandemic. There's no... Don't do that.
So yeah, big 2-8, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll throw you a surprise party when you turn 30.
If you want to, It feels like too much work for me.
Also, I can't keep secrets from you.
Yeah.
It's
just,
so
I'll
hard.
Have to do it.
I'm just such a sleuth. I'm like a real Sherlock Holmes.
One little thing out of your daily schedule, like Erica runs 22 seconds late and you're like,
That's weird.
That's odd. There's 17 extra cents missing out of the checking account. Wonder where party streamers cost exactly 17 cents per foot.
Man, I'm so glad you don't monitor our spending like that, because...
Oh, I do.
Well, you've never said anything. Never mind, we're fine.
Of course, another big announcement. Official producer of the pod.
Ayy.
Upgraded from girlfriend of the pod, arguably.
Still
Aurora.
Girlfriend of the pod.
Still girlfriend. You know, multiple titles. So... That makes it so we don't look at the screens every time.
Josh decided to demote her to producer the pod. This way now he can yell at her without having any kind of repercussions.
Yeah, there's
I don't like that.
There's no romantic repercussions. It's just, it was the podcast.
No.
I was in my business, like, I had my business hat on, all right? It wasn't anything personal. It's just.
And you know, Christian, what you look for in business.
I'm looking for
new business.
New business. That's what I'm about, baby.
Our producer, of course, supplied us with these wonderful glasses.
I did not partake in the glasses. I feel like a chump now. I should have done it.
But you know what you do partake in, Erica? Is reading stories, of course. That's what we do on this podcast. For any new listeners out there,
I do that.
We read stories off of the internet. We laugh at them, and we judge the people within them, without them, wherever they are. Mm-hmm. And Erica, I'm sure, has some super special stories lined up for Christian's birthday. Her husband, her better half for 11 years.
You need to, like, tone it down.
Okay.
Because I forgot that I was reading today. And
in typical Erica fashion.
Didn't do anything special, okay?
Oh, wow.
All right, we got to pause.
So, I mean, everybody cancels my my surprise birthday party, and...
We're gonna take a little break, and I'm going to go find new stories, because apparently mine aren't good enough.
I don't know
if they're good enough yet or not.
Nah, they're good.
I haven't read them yet. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's just read.
I'm just going to new and hoping for the fucking best.
We'll just edit around the story until it becomes about me.
All right. This one's called... Orange, you glad we have this tradition.
Wow.
It's Joshua, not called that, but...
That's what you're calling it?
That's what I'm calling it, baby.
Yikes.
You want to take a guess as to what it's about?
So before the podcast, when you said, what are we going to do for Christian's birthday, only boo his jokes, it's because you didn't want us to boo your jokes.
Correct.
You're like, guys, yeah, we should not boo anybody else's jokes except for Christian's
Wouldn't it be so funny if we only... critique Christian's jokes this whole episode?
Sweating bullets, thinking about orange. Orange.
Do you want the actual title, or no, are we not doing that anymore?
I like your reprise title.
Okay, cool. Do you have a guess as to what this one's about?
Traditional style oranges?
Yep.
Not like little baby halo oranges. Those are too GMO for me, baby. I'm all about the navel oranges.
Okay. My boyfriend and I have been together a while now, but I haven't met his family until a week ago when they invited us to stay at their house. I was very excited to meet his parents for the first time, and they were super sweet when I got there. Both of them are lovely people, and we get along really well. They gave us free rein to do whatever we want, but the one thing they insisted on was that we join them for their tradition of eating oranges as a family Saturday mornings.
Sure.
What a tradition.
That's like not super weird, right?
It's fine.
It's not that weird, no.
But how does that start?
I don't know. This thing, it's really different, but not...
It's going to be really weird when we learn that they're all shower oranges.
It's not like a... Oh,
it's a communal shower.
Everyone
orange.
Hop in the shower. We have one faucet. Of course, it is like you're saying, it's not like an innately harmful thing. But...
Right. All right. They grow their own oranges and have been doing this since my boyfriend was a kid, so he is especially thrilled to share the tradition with me as a rite of passage. So the morning came, and his mom brought in some fresh oranges from the garden. We sat at the table, and I was getting ready to peel my orange when I saw my boyfriend's mom bite into her orange like it was an apple. With the peel still on it.
That's where all the vitamins are at.
Yeah.
That is true.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure a lot of the vitamins...
In the rind?
Are in the rind, yeah.
All right.
I did my science project on that in my freshman year of high school. Like, I should know better. I should know that. I'm pretty sure, but I could be wrong.
I don't know. That was, what, 12 years ago?
I don't know. Was it?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that.
You're old.
Christian's the old
Christian's
one here.
Christian's the old one.
Anyway.
I can't remember back that far.
I was so stunned when I saw my boyfriend and his dad do the same thing with their oranges, as if it were totally normal. I guess they noticed my shock because they asked me why I wasn't eating. So I started to peel my orange again, but then his mom told me to stop, that I was eating it wrong and I had to bite into it.
That's a bold move.
With the skin to get the full experience.
Hey, man. Here's the other thing is like, it's, you know, when you go... It's like when you get an apple from a store, it's covered in wax, so you kind of want to, like, clean it off a little bit.
Sure.
But when you just go pick an apple from a tree...
You know, with bird shit all over it,
yeah,
pollution.
You're fine. You can just bite right into it. It's same with an orange. They add the rind onto the orange for the store, but if you just go pick it off the tree, you can... It's only got a skin on. It doesn't actually have a rind.
Right.
There's definitely a difference to, like, homegrown orange versus, like, an orange that's been handled at a supermarket.
Yeah. Yeah, one has skin on it, one has a rind on it.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I just said that, Josh.
How else is a tree, is a daddy tree supposed to impregnate a female tree?
All right.
If there's that shell, you can't put a tree dick in there.
Okay, we're continuing the story.
That's how plant sex works, Erica.
No, it's not. I
did a science fair project.
No, you did not.
It's really blowy, and it's just like, come here, baby.
I politely told her that I like to peel my oranges, and I'm sure they taste just as great either way, but she kept insisting that I had to bite into my orange for tradition. After saying multiple times that I'd rather peel it and the family, including my boyfriend, pushing back, I put the orange back on the table and said, I appreciate the gesture. I personally feel uncomfortable eating oranges that way, and I'd rather not participate.
All right.
Just take a single
bite. Just fucking bite it. Are you kidding me?
Fall on the sword.
It's not that big of a deal.
Things were tense after that, and we left the next day.
Of course.
When we got home, my boyfriend chewed me out for being rude and embarrassing him in front of his family.
Did he take the peel off before he chewed her up?
He said I should have just eaten the orange the right way, since his parents were gracious enough to let me stay with them. I can see his point, and I apologize for causing any hurt. I really do like his family, but stand by my decision to opt out of the orange tradition. He feels I could have compromised, and I feel that I should have been able to eat things how I want to. It was a silly squabble in the grand scheme of things, but my boyfriend and I are really at odds about who's in the wrong and would love an outside opinion.
What's the compromise? You either do it or you don't. It's not like, I'll eat a little bit of rind as a snack.
That's what I'm saying, is take the single bite and then just like, yeah, it's not for me. I'm just going to eat it this way. Also, what about the weird like peel thing that is in the middle of the orange? Like, do they eat that too?
Oh,
like,
you mean the skin?
No, well, like the white,
I think it's pulp.
It's like almost like a core though.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
How come, listen, here comes fucking conspiracy theory time. How come when you cut an orange with a knife, that shit don't, not there though? Hmm?
Yeah. Yeah.
But when you peel it, you have to like peel out all the veins. But when you cut it with a knife, I just eat that shit, man.
I've never cut an orange with a knife before.
No.
Really?
It's
never.
It's designed by God to not have to be cut with a knife.
You cut it with a knife, then you can just, and then you can like wear.
You can
it like
eat
a,
the peel with no issue.
No, you wear the peel as like a mouth guard for a second, and you like smile. And mm-hmm. The inside of your mouth is orange.
Yeah.
So you have cut it with a knife.
No. I've eaten pre-cut orange.
Oh, so you just. I'm skipping the middleman here. I'm torn on this. Need to critique me more?
Well, no. But when we went through our phase of trying fruits with their peels still on them.
Yeah.
Did we ever try an orange?
Yeah.
How was it?
Yeah, so it was almost a year ago. Probably almost to the day.
Yeah.
It might have been to the day.
Yeah.
Because was your rehearsal dinner on your birthday?
No.
2 days after. But... Did it start at the rehearsal dinner?
Yeah, at the rehearsal dinner, I was drunk, and it was salmon with lemon.
Yeah, so
and I had never had salmon before, and I tried the salmon, and it was fine.
It was delicious.
It was very good. I just don't like fish.
That's fair, but very good.
It was delicious. And then there's
gross.
The lemons
it tastes like
there,
pussy.
And I got drunk.
Shut the fuck up.
So I decided, I'm going to eat a whole-ass lemon rind. It was pretty gross, but it wasn't that bad.
Sure.
And then I had to complete the trifecta, so I ate an orange rind. A lemon line, lemon rind,
and a lime rind,
and a grapefruit rind.
Oh, this was all that night.
I think it was over the course of like the next 3 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like throughout the course of like rehearsal dinner, the wedding, and then like the day after the wedding.
Okay.
I somehow procured all of the rinds.
Where did you get grapefruit?
I don't remember.
That wouldn't have been at any of our events.
I somehow got it and ate it, but the worst one was the lime rind.
Yeah, which.
Is you would
the lime rind was the worst.
The lime is my favorite of the fruit, and he's right. The lime was the worst rind.
You would think it'd be the lemon because of the tartness and sourness, but it was definitely the lime rind.
Huh?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
But yeah, I'm sort of torn on this story because on one hand, this family is kind of like gaslighting her into thinking that like
this is normal.
This is normal. Just do it. But also like she should just fucking do it. Like why get into an argument over it?
My thing is. Don't force anybody to do something they don't want to do.
Yes.
Don't put somebody in an uncomfortable position. If they're like, no, I don't want to do that. And you're like, oh, come on, just do it. And then they say, nah, dude, I'm not into it. Leave it at that. Just what, be like, all right, whatever, you're not as cool.
I was going to say, what the family ship really does is enforce the peer pressure. Like, oh, you don't want to be cool like us? Oh, I didn't know my son was dating a fucking loser. Dweeb, give her a wedgie. Say, how do you, you want to eat the rind now? And then she says no, then you give her a swirl, and you say, how about now? She still says no, you tie her up to the flagpost.
Jesus.
No.
Now, of course, they kept saying, like, oh, it's like a family tradition, but what they didn't mention is that they meant it was a ritual and it was a blood orange.
Oh.
So there's actually a sacrifice involved.
She did leave that part out, huh?
It's not
that. Heavily implied.
Did they say how long they were dating?
Mm-mm. A while. That's all she said.
About one orange season.
If you're fighting... I guess that, right? Because otherwise this would have happened before.
She also mentions in an edit, this is the first time I've ever seen my boyfriend eat an orange. He's never eaten them with me, as he would say nothing compares to his parents' oranges. He has seen me, our friends, and people in TV movies eat peeled oranges.
Yeah.
I assume the same goes for his parents.
See, that's where I was also having the other trip up, where it's like, they're just being assholes by gaslighting. They should also be like, we understand what we're doing is different.
Mm-hmm.
So there should have been, at some stage, the boyfriend, the parents, could have given the preface of like, hey, just so you know, we got our oranges skin on with the wrapper.
With the wrapper. Nature's wrapper.
Nature's wrapper. That conversation should have been had because they know what they're doing is weird. Like, she's not the weirdo for not eating
Correct.
An orange rind.
The other thing that she mentions in the edit, because a lot of people were asking in the comments, is the reason I didn't try just even one bite, calling you out specifically, Joshua.
Yeah, me at hotgirl99.
The reason I didn't try one bite is mostly because I was so caught off guard, since all my boyfriend told me was that we were going to eat oranges.
Yeah.
He didn't let me know about the method in advance, so I panicked. That and the insistence that I eat the entire fruit the way that they wanted me to turned me off of trying it. That's... Girl, me too.
I guess.
Either one of you gotten me to try anything where you're like, just try it, just here, just, and then try to shove it in my mouth?
Yeah.
I don't tolerate that.
I mean, again, well, chili con queso.
Okay, but I was drunk. And you didn't force it down my throat. I was like, I'm drunk
also,
and hungry.
You said I wasn't going to be cool if I didn't do it.
And I did peel off the case of the skin of... congealed cheese on the top of a con queso as it cools.
That's like the best part.
No.
I'm
just saying, like, when I'm sober, first of all, and you guys are trying to force me to eat something or drink something or taste something or try something, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, but you suck.
I know.
That is...
That's fair.
But what if it's part of tradition?
She left this out of the story. She also sucks.
Yeah.
I mean...
me, 23, female, sucks. Fucking... I'm terrible. I'm the darkness at a party. I bring down a room.
So yeah, that's the orange tradition.
What was the title you gave it?
Orange, you glad we're talking about traditions or something?
Yeah, it's bad still. I thought it'd get better.
Do your families have any weird traditions?
I was trying to think of one, like, if I had to preface a significant other.
My family, definitely. It's not quite a tradition, but it's a weird food. It's macaroni with baked beans on top of it.
That fucking sounds awesome,
it
man.
It fucking slaps so goddamn
that
hard.
Sounds so good.
It's so good.
This is the first meal that I ever was offered. Like, the very first time I go to have dinner with Christian's parents.
With the hot dogs.
No, they had to cook hot dogs specifically for me because that's all they had besides macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, I think we talked about
baked
this.
Beans.
Yeah.
And I don't like baked beans either.
Oh, Jesus
dude, it's
Christ.
So goddamn
I felt so awful. I was just like, oh man, she probably thinks I'm a little bitch.
She did.
Which is
fair.
Which
is fair. It's accurate.
Yeah, but I don't want her to think I'm a little bitch. It's one thing if, like, I am, but for her to think it?
Yeah, I can't think of anything for my family.
That's like the weirdest one, where it's like, anytime like friends have been over, I'm like, please don't make this while my friend's over. It's so hard to explain.
But you didn't tell your mom not to make it for your new girlfriend?
I didn't know she was making it. I think we just showed up and it was already made.
That's fair.
Guess we're eating this.
Christian's like all excited, like, fuck yeah, Mac. Yeah. Mac and cheese and baked beans.
You knew I didn't like it. And the other thing is I just didn't tell Marcia. I just didn't.
Right.
I was just like, not going to eat.
Yeah. As the polite thing to do.
Yeah. And then Christian was like, oh, she doesn't eat mac and cheese. With like a mouthful of mac and cheese.
I already ate half
scooping
the pot.
Scooping it off her plate. Oh, she doesn't.
Yeah. So I got microwaved hot dogs that night. And they didn't have buns. So I just had a hot dog and some ketchup. It was wonderful.
This sounds very much like my house.
It clearly worked is the thing. Right? Like, it hooked you in.
Yeah.
That wasn't the hook, but
it's the cherry on top.
It was the cherry on top.
As the hot dog water is floating in.
Yeah, she poured it in a cup for me to drink, actually. Right.
You had just gotten your ears pierced that day and needed to get a saline solution for it. Aurora, is there something that my family does that's weird? Oh, you're giving me a look like there was. Your family does a lot of weird shit. But I also, like, it's like, I understand that that's just your family. So, like, I go into it, like, open-minded and just, like, yeah, there's going to be
this
some weird
sense.
Shit going on.
Roll with it, dog.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know. I don't think there's any weird shit my family. I mean, I can't think of anything.
What about that really weird thing your mom does? Yeah, I don't even know how to describe it. It's so fucked up.
Has kids?
Every time she does, I'm just like, God, you're such an awful person. Why do I even associate with you? You know, we always talk about her behind her back about it.
I can't tell if this is a bit or not.
I can't either, to be honest.
Erica's like, which thing?
There's
just so many things that embarrass me to know her.
No, not that many.
All right, you got another store?
I do.
Ugh.
I do. This one is called...
What's the worst... Hang on, real quick.
Ask me to move on, and then he fucking interrupts me. It's fine.
What's the worst thing to eat with the rind?
A banana.
Yeah, okay. Next story.
Yeah.
We got it.
Yeah.
One for one, home run.
Okay.
Out of the park, grand slam.
Today I fucked up by showering with my boyfriend and almost passing out from shit fumes.
Wow. Wow.
Oh. That's bad, man.
That was a very pleasureful moan, though, so.
I meant to say that's good, man. Sorry. John or otherwise.
We found Josh's new kink.
Shit fumes?
Oh, yeah, just the fumes, please. I get a sifter.
All right.
Pan for gold, as one does.
This happened an hour ago. Plus 14 days.
What is the mindset of a person who has a near medical emergency from breathing in shit fumes and says, within the next 59 minutes, I need to get on Reddit and write this shit up before the fumes make me forget.
That's what it is. She doesn't want to forget about it. All right. Because we work together, we come home together, and neither of us wants to wait their turn, we decided, why not just take showers together? Plus, it saves water, apparently. We're not cheap, just saying.
It doesn't.
Save water?
Yeah. There's no way.
Okay.
There's no way a duo shower is as efficient as two single showers.
Okay.
Unless you're just fucking, like, just sudsing and washing and you're out.
Okay. Today.
Erica's so mad at this. She's been using this excuse for the last 10 years, and she's like, shut the fuck up.
You're blowing my fucking cover.
I gaslit Christian for so long.
We'll save 16 cents on the water bill. That's enough for a foot of streamers.
You know that's right where you got to get them, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, you save money? Okay. Today was all the same. We wake up, go to work, come home, and shower. But not even military training would have prepared me for what was about to unfold. My sweet himbo of a boyfriend is lactose intolerant.
Let's go.
I don't know what a himbo is.
It's like a bimbo, but...
Oh, got it. Yeah, that makes sense. He does not care and continues to eat lactose things and has the most gut-wrenching, eye-tearing, vomit-inducing poops and farts. Today, it was a coworker's goodbye party, and she bought a tres leches cake.
Oh, ice cream cake. Three times the milk for this bitch.
Uh-huh. And him being the clueless man that would trade me for cake, he takes a huge piece, and it hit him hard. And it hit him while we were showering.
You're not even supposed to have, like, a big piece of that. It's supposed to be, like, thin pieces, I'm pretty sure, too.
Yeah.
I'll just take half the cake, please.
Most of us know that in the shower, the smell after you fart is so much more intense.
That's true.
My theory on this is that it gets trapped in the mist.
Yeah.
Like, the little fart gets sucked into, like, a bubble, and it's lingers. It's heavy.
Now, does this theory hold up when you're in a bathtub and you fart and it smells a million times worse?
No.
How often are you taking baths?
It's just like from when I was a kid, or like farting in the pool.
No.
Am I alone on this?
Yeah, I think
you're. I think so.
Listen, this next is a time, you thing. Fart in a fucking bathtub and then at me on Twitter.
All right.
At Hosh Dreismith, let me know how bad them stinky farts smell. They smell way worse when they come from under the water. I don't get it.
Okay.
There's a hierarchy. It's bathtub farts, shower farts, regular farts.
You put
farts.
Bathtub farts above shower farts.
And my theory is always that, when you fart, it like...
Yeah.
But when you're... When it comes up as a bubble, it's
concentrated.
And like the water pressure keeps it tight.
Yeah.
Right into the nose.
Well, it's weird that every time you fart in the bath, you're putting your head between your legs.
Well, it's already there.
Sure.
How do you shower or bathe?
Now, this is where shit happens, literally.
Mm.
After being in the shower for about 5 minutes or more, the tiny bathroom is filled with steam, and my boyfriend, while shampooing my hair, exclaims loudly. Yeah,
there's no way they're saving water if he's shampooing her hair. Sorry.
Exclaims loudly and lets out the longest, loudest, stinkiest fart that I have ever had the displeasure of experiencing, and runs to the toilet holding his ass.
What is he exclaiming?
Oh!
Fuck!
Fart!
It's like the classic meme of like, oh, just like drop something when you fart, that way they can't hear it, and you drop it and then just rip a 25-second fart.
Yeah.
You would think someone was cutting trees with a chainsaw because holy shit, it was so loud, my mouth dropped, and I could taste the disgusting gas that was once a tasty tres leches cake. I started heaving and gagging, which became worse after this huge man nestled on a tiny toilet dropped what you would think was a nuclear bomb. It was wet, loud, and smelly to the point... The point of me almost throwing up on the spot.
I love your face just gradually.
Just
getting more and more upset. Me and Christian just grinning more and more, and you're just like, ugh.
Oh, this man. Okay. I instead rushed to the sink that was right next to the toilet that I kind of felt bad for and started just projectile vomiting my breakfast, lunch, and the tres leches cake that will be gone but not forgotten.
Don't you just throw up in the shower?
Yeah. That's the correct move.
It's got a bigger drain. It'll go down easier than a sink.
Yeah, agreed.
But have you ever puked underwater? It smells way worse.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not underwater, Joshua.
Well, these people also like to fill up their bathtub while they're showering.
Ugh, ugh. These people are gross. Every time I inhaled, the absolute nuclear shit fumes hit me like an 18-wheeler, and I kept vomiting harder and harder. This whole fiasco ended up in me almost passing out, and my poor boyfriend, who couldn't stop shitting his absolute blood, sweat, and tears out, could not do much to help except shit more and more.
Is this helping? I'm shitting more.
He held my hair while he shit while I threw up. It was beautiful.
It was funny how she left out a little bit of language of like, while he was washing my hair, he was farting. Next thing you know, he's sitting on the toilet. Was he still washing your hair for you, bud?
We ended up taking separate cold showers and airing out the windowless bathroom by opening the bathroom door and the front door, which gave us weird looks, but I'd rather not die having death by poot on my gravestone.
Ugh, they did that thing when they open and close the door to try to get a breeze going.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I circle back to... Why you gotta just put this right on Reddit? Give it a few days.
Let it breathe. Let it air out a bit, like this bathroom.
Can you see if they commented on what he exclaimed, because I'm really curious. Also,
let me see.
Brings us back to the conversation we had just before the podcast for a second. Erica, what would you rather do, vomit or have diarrhea?
I would rather vomit.
Correct. I also would rather vomit than have diarrhea. No. Christian and Aurora would rather have diarrhea than vomit.
Diarrhea, dude.
You can't taste it.
Yeah.
Well, you can taste diarrhea if
I guess
want
here's,
to.
Here's the only thing that I really need to know is, like, is this like the flu vomit where I'm throwing up like 8 times in one day?
Oh.
Or is it a single throw up and like a single bout of diarrhea?
I always see it as single.
Oh, yeah, then I would take diarrhea.
Wait, you would rather vomit multiple times a day than diarrhea multiple times in a day?
It makes them closer to being a thing. Well, here's the thing. If it was a single vomit versus having a full day of diarrhea, I'd take a single vomit. Like where you throw up and you feel better.
That's the thing about vomiting is you puke and you're like, man, I feel way better.
Not when you have the flu, though, and it's like throw up number 7, and it's like, this is just bile coming out.
Well, that's why you drink water and make it feel better.
No, it's bad. You could just drink water and have it poop.
But
better.
Then you're throwing up water instead of bile, which right. makes it feel better.
It's still bad.
Throwing up water that your body hasn't quite warmed up yet just hits different. You know what
it
I'm
is
saying?
It is awful.
But I'd rather do that than shit out hot liquid.
Yes.
I'm trying to have a nice sputtery diarrhea bout.
No. I mean, this is your daily life anyway, so that's why you pick that.
Christian's like, right, guys? You'd rather shit than...
Weren't you just have a gross, disgusting, look like it's a drip coffee coming out of your butt at all times?
No!
This is why all your friends canceled on your surprise party, man.
Did the braille on his butthole read SOS? That's pretty funny. Wasn't that a joke we had last week?
It was.
That's so weird.
That's a good callback.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about what he exclaimed.
It wouldn't be a Judgy's episode if we didn't have a fucking classic shit story between a loving couple.
Yep.
Now, here's the funny part. Seems like this couple's doing fine.
Yeah.
Nice, strong couple.
They're able to work through it.
The two that couldn't eat a fucking orange without breaking up. Guys.
Yeah.
There's a difference in relationships here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's definitely a way big difference in the dynamics between these two relationships.
If you can't shower, fart, and shit without your relationship going on the brink, just end it. It ain't gonna last.
Sure.
I mean, that's pretty accurate advice there. Like, if it's an emergency and I don't ever want to have to shit with you in the room.
I know. We've discussed.
Yeah, but if it was an emergency, I could. But I don't ever want this to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for the day that I can.
I've been begging, pleading.
All right, I have a super quick one.
Okay,
before
what time
break.
Are we at?
It's super quick.
Okay.
This one's called Talk to the Hand.
Is that your title?
Because the judges don't want to hear.
Also, this is a new subreddit alert.
Whoop.
Whoop.
Whoop. It's from subreddit Malicious Compliance.
Ooh.
Fuck. I literally just started saving this because I was like, I'm going to have a whole episode about these. No. Fuck me, I guess. I'll go delete all of them.
I've been reading them for a while, and they're not, like, super great. So don't listen to that episode,
except for
I guess.
This one.
I just thought this one was fun.
One.
Anyway, so my wife gets fed up with me on a more or less daily basis. Our first anniversary is in 3 days.
Break up.
Our first anniversary is in 3 days. When she's particularly fed up, she'll hold up her hand and suggest I talk to it instead. Yep. So now whenever she does this, I grab her hand, hold it an inch away from my lips, and make googly eyes at it and whisper lustily, "Hi, I don't mean to be forward, but you have really nice fingers."
She's a fucking dweeb. That's gross.
"You take such good care of your cuticles. That's a major turn on for me. Do you mind if I hold you?" Stuff like that. She stopped making that suggestion pretty quickly.
So it worked.
Yeah.
I guess.
That was the malicious compliance. You want me to talk to your hand? I'm going to do it.
This grosses me out.
Yeah, this is worse than the pussy talking to me.
Yeah.
He's talking to her hand?
Yeah. The way he was talking to her hand.
This is bad.
Was it my voice or,
listen,
or
no,
just the,
it was
the words?
Words?
Buddy?
That's a bad deal.
Break up. Break up immediately.
The
she
top
needs
comment.
To break up with him.
Yeah.
Top comment says, wow, I can't wait for her to tell you to kiss her ass.
That's a pretty good comment.
Please, please let us know if she tells you what happens. Please.
Please
need...
give her up. I'm still waiting on the update. Please. Just talk to the pussy because the face don't want to hear.
So that's what I got for you. That's just my
the pussy.
My little dabble in malicious compliance.
Very good. Very good preview for Christian's entire episode that's going to be ruined.
Yeah, there's not even a whoop for it anymore, you guys.
I think we did.
I'll just have to sprinkle them in now.
Right. Sort of like your wife just did.
You can talk to them. Josh.
Hi, and welcome back.
To the Christian's birthday extravaganza.
To you, Joshua.
Over to you and Josh. So, for the Circle Church, I decided to have a presentation.
Can you even see the camera or the laptop in the shot?
Well, I have a laptop, and that's why it was funny. Was it last week, a couple weeks ago? Someone made a joke about a Mad Lib, and you know what I had to go and do when I got on made one. So I created a little Mad Lib for Christian's birthday. So we're going to fill it out, see how it goes.
All right.
All right, so Christian, number between 20 and 100.
20 and 100, let's do 33.
Erica, same question.
I'm going to go with 28 because that's how old my man's is today.
Wow.
That's actually what I meant to say. That's smarter than I...
Yeah, actually, Erica, you won the Mad Lib. That was crazy. Christian, give me a famous person.
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. And Aurora, give me any Netflix show, any streaming show, any show that streams.
Breaking Bad.
Erica, give me an adjective if you must.
An adjective describes a noun, right?
Correct.
Loudly. Or just loud, whichever one
loudly
fits.
Loudly is an adverb. Oh, Christian, sexual verb or phrase?
Oh, shit.
That's it. That's it. Just, oh,
it?
Shit. That's his go-to. Sexy talk.
Aurora and Erica both give me a plural noun.
You go first.
Top of your head.
Cats.
I was going to say kitties.
Hell yeah.
Aurora?
Essays.
Okay. Christian, adjective, my man.
Oh, man. Hot.
Hot.
Can something be hot? Hot.
Correct. Erica, TV sitcom.
TV sitcom?
Correct.
Let's go with
any sitcom. There's any sitcom. There's
like is this like the
them.
Ones where like it has to have a laugh
nope.
track in the back?
It doesn't nope. have to have a
All
laugh
right,
track.
Parks and Rec. That's what I'm going with. Parks and Rec.
Okay. Aurora, can you give me an adjective?
Voluptuous.
Nice.
Okay, and Christian, just give me two nouns, man.
Let's do penis and cash money. Hyphenated.
Erica?
Yes, sir.
I would absolutely love if you gave me better words than that, and one being an adjective.
An adjective. Okay.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
That's a phenomenal word
choice.
It's
one of my favorites.
Christian, just real quick, man. Any website?
Let's think. What's one we use a lot for this show?
Pornhub.
Let's do RedTube.
Okay.
What is red tube?
What is red tube? Fucking rookie. Aurora, adverb, please.
Just not a porn website.
Oh, okay.
Fucking rookie.
Slowly. Okay. Erica, any time of day?
I'm going to have to go with 2 a.m., Josh.
It's 2 a.m. Place of work, Christian?
The combination Taco Bell and Pizza Hut?
Of course. Erica and Aurora, body part each, please.
You go first.
Actually, Erica, give me two body parts.
Yeah, good idea.
I'm going to have to go with patella.
Yeah, that's, of course, the kneecap.
Yes, and I'm also going to have to go with eardrum.
Okay. And
that's felt
Aurora, give me a noun and then a verb that ends with ED. Okay, that's where the sharpie, and then verb with ends with an ED.
Landed.
Got it, landed. I'm starting to read it because I am a little drunk. All right, Erica, now. Cheers to
that. Drink. No? Yeah. Like a drink? Does that work? Okay.
And Christian, verb that noun.
Oh, verb the noun.
Just give me a verb.
How about we do drank or drink if it's not past tense?
Yeah, of course. And then Erica, verb that ends with ing.
Swimming.
Drinking.
Yeah, of course. Swimming, of course, ends with ing and is a verb. Aurora, past tense verb. Phineas or other verbs?
Boo. Actually enjoyed that one. I take my boo back.
He's right there.
You're my boo.
Any past tense verb.
Hung.
Yeah. Christian would love if you gave me a past president that wasn't Abraham Lincoln or any other famous person.
Okay.
Actually, any politician. It needs to be a politician.
Okay, let's do... Ulysses S. Grant.
Yeah, man. You're just stuck in those times, huh? Yeah. Erica, adjective?
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
And Aurora, adjective?
Bulbous,
okay.
Yeah, Christian, facial expression, emotion?
Shocked? Like,
yeah, correct. And Erica, exclamation, phrase, or term, anything you might exclaim?
Fuck!
Oh, fuck! And I think this is what she meant.
Erica, again, no, any verb that ends in T-I-O-N, shun?
Consumption.
Yeah.
And Christian, last one, my man, just give me a noun.
Oh, this is too much pressure.
Person, place, or thing.
Birthday?
All right, guys, look, everyone knows Mad Lib's always funny. There's no way this could fail, so sorry if this fucking sucks. This is an r/relationship advice post.
Whoa.
I, 33 male, told my girlfriend, 28 female, that I had a wet dream about Abraham Lincoln and she broke up with me?
Oh, no.
Sorry in advance for formatting. I'm on mobile. So last weekend, my girlfriend and I were hanging out at my place watching Breaking Bad when Abraham Lincoln had a guest appearance. I didn't think anything of it. It was a loud episode. We stopped paying attention to the show and decided to jerk it.
Nice.
It was a normal jerk session with essays and cats making an appearance. You know, the
As
usual.
As one does.
The normal usual. Jerk session. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she leaves because we were getting hot and we had to work tomorrow. And to quote Parks and Rec, yada, yada, yada. Now... me being a voluptuous guy, I still had a little bit of penis left in the cat bunny, if you know what I mean. So, I load up my I'm sorry, I lost my place. I load up a phenomenal website to jerk it to, RedTube, and get to business.
That was very fitting.
To reiterate, at this point, I'm slowly tired, and I go to work at 2 a.m. at the combination Taco Bell Pizza Hut tomorrow. I fall asleep mid-session with my patella still in my eardrum.
Yeah.
Now, this is where the Sharpie gets landed. For whatever reason, my dream focused on Abraham Lincoln using a drink to drink, which climaxed, pardon the pun, with Abraham Lincoln swimming. I woke up, immediately hung myself, and came.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
I came harder than I ever have. I came harder than I have since Ulysses S. Grant was in office. I thought this was funny, so of course I told my girlfriend the next morning. She didn't think it was beautiful. She thought it was bulbous. She had a sheer look of shock on her face. She walked out, screamed, "Fuck!" and hasn't spoken to me since. What do I do? And of course, the number one comment, what would have solved all of this? Consumption. Edit, thanks for the birthday, kind stranger.
Wow.
So there's r/relationship advice.
Of course,
guys,
yes.
Are they the asshole?
Oh, for sure. It's fucked up. Like, to fuck up the jerk such like that, like,
yeah.
Your girl's jerking, you're jerking, and to just...
drink a drink? Yeah.
You just drank a drink and really flubbed it. She goes home, you're left jerking your cash money.
A little bit of penis left in the cash money, of course.
You didn't even get hung yet, bro.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Jeebus. Okay.
Hopefully that was entertaining.
I got to give you credit for putting in the work, man.
Always. Josh is always putting in the work.
It took like a minute. It wasn't that hard.
No, it was pretty good still. I enjoyed it. There's no way the listeners didn't enjoy it.
That's fair.
The funnest Mad Lib you can do is when other people pick the words.
Yeah. The best part of a Mad Lib is, of course, where we just say adjective. Oh, what's an adjective again? Oh, it's this. Oh, okay. So, like, puking. Oh, no, that's more of like a verb.
Puked? Puking?
Puke. Puke is Pukely? A verb. Well, no, it's a noun. Well, no, it's a noun and a verb. All right, Richard.
Here's a big surprise, everybody. I don't know how to read. Very good at grammar, though. I definitely know what adverbs and adjectives.
That's the private school coming in for you.
Yeah.
They skip reading. They go straight to grammar and English.
You ask me, where does the semicolon go? I fucking got that, dog.
Yeah. Right after a colon. What's the surgery that cuts
colonoscopy?
Off?
Colonoscopy?
No, the surgery.
Colonectomy?
Yeah. I don't know. Erica? You got a story, my mans?
Yes.
Is this another whoop?
No. Well, I was going to do one, but it's too long, I think, for tonight.
All right.
So stay tuned.
Christian, you're not worth a long episode.
Do you want to?
No.
Erica's trying to hold her title of longest episode on her birthday episode.
Is that our longest episode?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe.
Man.
There's a chance.
Got my hopes up.
There is a chance.
Well. My birthday is coming up in, I don't know, 5 months. we'll make it the longest episode for sure that day. Now I have to. But since this weekend is also our wedding anniversary weekend.
Wow, 1 year.
Wow. One whole year.
On Monday, right?
Yes. Yep. So I picked a wedding one for our last one here. Am I the asshole for not wanting to go to a wedding reception on my wedding night?
No. Wait. I mean, yeah, dude. Fuck your wedding.
Wait. A wedding reception or your wedding reception?
There's
not wanting to go to a wedding reception on my wedding night.
I'm going
to
say not the asshole.
Okay.
No, this dude is the asshole. He should be going to that wedding reception because they got free beer there.
Yeah, that's true.
My female 27 fiance male 30 is still silent, and I am wondering whether I'm the one being unreasonable, whatever. So we plan to get married later this year. Small ceremony, closest friends and family only. We don't want to risk anything with COVID. So my fiance and I agreed to invite only 4 each of our friends. apparently, one of his guests, his best friend, male 30s, A, like the initial letter A, could not attend as he would have been in the other side of the country at the time. So my fiancé decided to invite B, male 30, who is his old best friend, who grew apart as his friends got into some shady business where blah, blah, blah.
This dude picks his first guest out of any four people, only four people. First one, dude lives across the country. Uh-huh. Second guy, shady business.
Guy is just harvesting organs for the black market. So I kind of stopped hanging out with him as much.
Sure.
He already took one of my kidneys, so.
I didn't know about him inviting B until an hour ago when my fiance texted me whether we could go to B's wedding reception on our wedding night.
Yeah, fuck that.
He invited this guy, and the guy was... didn't tell him, like, I can't be there because I already have a wedding.
Uh-huh.
But you can still come to my wedding. How about you cancel yours and come to mine?
My fiance told me B and his fiance will have their wedding ceremony this month, but the wedding reception will be done on the same day as our wedding day.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Me and my fiance only do ceremony and then lunch. I flat out said no to him while he insisted we should at least try. I think it's unreasonable to go to other places on our wedding night. I know that our event will be done around 1 p.m., but then we still have to take care of things. Like, I really don't feel like rushing into removing my makeup and hairdo only to put on another one. I told him, which, why would you do that? You would just keep your same...
We don't want to steal the show. You don't want to steal the show of, like, oh, this was my wedding today.
Yeah,
not but, your wedding.
But you're paying money to have your hair and makeup done.
Okay.
Anyway, I told him his friend will understand as it is our wedding night too. But my fiance insists to consider B's feelings as B was willing to spare his time to go to ours. Why couldn't we? I just responded with an excuse that my left hand is still hurting from a fall an hour before, and he didn't reply.
From Drake.
Tomorrow he'll come to my apartment anyway, so we'll just talk about this. I just need outside perspective. Am I the asshole?
No. What the fuck? Do you know how pissed I would be?
Yeah. This whole story kind of reminds me of that Alanis Morissette song.
Isn't it ironic?
You oughta know.
Yeah. No. Well, you oughta know.
You oughta know.
The song I'm talking about.
It's like a wedding reception
on my wedding day. It's not mine, but my friend B's.
He's stealing kidneys. Who would have thought if figure?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's how it goes.
I'm
pretty sure.
That's the B-side version of the song.
Fuck off.
What?
Fuck off with the B-side.
What do you mean?
Why
are
his you friend's
you
name
even
is
mean
B?
To make that joke?
Oh yeah, no, I meant that joke. I definitely meant that joke. And
you know,
it was
it's
super
funny when you have to explain it to yourself.
It was just so funny that it's like it gave me amnesia.
Christian famously complains that he was funny in high school, but the louder guy would hear his jokes and then repeat it, and he would get all the laughs. When in reality, Christian would accidentally say a joke, and the other guy would then say,
explain it to him.
That was a joke. Like, no.
Not until other people laughed. I was like, I mean, it was a joke. It definitely wasn't just a thought I had, guys.
That's all I got for you,
Why
kids.
Why would you expose me like this, Josh?
The rest of the internet also agreed that that lady's not the asshole, that her fiance is being a shithead.
I get what he's trying to do, because it's like,
right?
He's trying to be like, oh, we're not having a reception. This is like a free reception, and we're already going to be all dolled up.
I could definitely get behind that.
I'd be down, but I understand why she wouldn't be as well.
We didn't even frick on our wedding day.
Nice info for our entire audience.
We're gonna save it
till second marriage.
Yeah, like we're not gonna tarnish ourselves like that. We're saving it
just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like what if she isn't the one?
Yeah.
Excuse you.
There's always
just in case. Yeah. Save it for the 10-year later, like renewal of vowels. Vowels.
I'm not even gonna look this way. I know she's mad.
Renewal of vowels. You're just making sure. A still good. All right. E.
E. What about whys? That's still on the list. Yes, no, yeah, sometimes.
In between. You're still not going to look at me?
How mad are you?
I said it, man.
She's still mad at me.
Fucking asshole. Look at that. Think it's your birthday or something? Mighty asshole.
I just getting old, like, made me realize that.
That you don't love me anymore?
No, 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 not that at all. But
God.
Not that at all, but that I'm a golden guy who's never going to die, and you're probably going to die away before me, so I'm going to have to get a second marriage.
Arguably, it'd be more moral of you to break it off now. That way, Erica could continue her life with somebody else.
Correct.
Yeah.
But don't, please don't do that either.
But it hurt my feelings.
I can't. So, yeah, that's...
All right, folks. Is that the app? Are we wrapping it?
That's the app.
All right, well...
Christian's got to get back to the doghouse, so...
I got a surprise party to go to, you guys.
All his dogs are there, Doug.
We're going to, of course, continue our tradition of getting drunk, not because it's your birthday, but because it's a day of the week.
Yep.
If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends. Guy, what are you doing? You share it right now. Don't click off the video. Don't click off the podcast. Don't fast forward to the end of it. Share it with your friend.
Doug.
Your one and only friend.
Yeah. Take a page out of my book.
Have one friend.
Have all your friends be on the podcast with you. Erica, and then go share it with them.
Erica, where can they find us on social media?
Oh, you know, you can find us on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
And I believe we're also on TikTok. And our handle for all three of those are at Judgies Pod. J-U-D-G-I-E-S Pod.
Correct.
Yeah,
P-O-D. And Pod.
If you got any stories you want to send in, if you want to let us know that, hey, your family is a bunch of freakazoids too, and they also eat oranges with the rinds on, just type in a little email, send it our way. That's at Judgies. What is it? The email is judgiespod@gmail.com.
Wow.
It's almost like we've done this once a week for almost a year.
Well, we're not there yet.
Almost.
All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Okay, bye.
No.
Judges love you.